Well, it was kind of put to rest, you know, about 10 days. Where they were, it was really active 2 days after Omaha, and then it just it went away. And both parties had told me that it was over.
Right.
So we were shocked yesterday, because you have to understand, for our standpoint, that we had gotten so many guys back. The last couple of years, you know, especially juniors, they sign and leave, and it's just tough. You know, because it never changes. I think the deadline's this Friday for all the signing to happen. So they have every right, and we cannot fight the machine, which is Major League Baseball. A college baseball coach is going to lose that battle. Plus, I'm here for these players. I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't be sitting here with you. My deal is an investment in our student-athletes and to grow them and develop them. He's a 34th rounder out of high school, and you know, that's our job, is to develop them and give them opportunities. So at the end of the day, I got no problem with Edouard Julien, because I know he told, you know, Auburn people he was coming back.
Yeah.
We all believe that to be true. But when they come back and give him what he initially asked for, I totally get it. Could that have been communicated better? Yes. Could they have helped a college program that tries to do the right thing by professional scouts all the time? Yes, they could have. Could have helped us,
sure,
because we're trying to make decisions on replacing players, helping players that are not getting playing time to come back. But we've been blessed. I really thought Rankin Woolley, Connor Davis, Matt Scheffler, Jack Owen, all these guys would potentially be rolling out. So really, at the end of the day, even with Edouard signing, you got 7 of your 9 position players back next year, and you got 7 of your 8 pitchers that threw the most innings back, and we haven't had that in this first 4 years since I've been here.